Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. The election race has tightened again, just days out from votes being counted, putting the coalition back in sight of victory. The exclusive survey for today's Age and Sydney Morning Herald shows support for Labor has softened over the past 2 weeks, cutting the party's primary vote from 34% back to 31%. That erased the strong lead Anthony Albanese had gained early in campaigning. At the same time, primary support for the coalition is up from 33% to 34%. Now, if you're one of the unlucky ones to be isolating with COVID this week, the Electoral Commission has introduced a new emergency phone voting system. COVID-positive people who can show proof of their result can access the voting hotline from tomorrow through to Election Day. Nye Coffey from the AEC says they're expecting huge numbers to take up the service.
We've got literally thousands of staff ready to man the phones and run this process.
The cutoff to register for a postal vote as well is 6 o'clock tonight. And pressure's growing from health experts for indoor mask mandates to be reintroduced, with COVID cases now surging in every corner of the country. The AMA is really backing the push. Cases in WA have reached a new high as well, around 25,000 infections a day. Epidemiologist Professor Nancy Baxter says masks will play a huge role to help.
Masks help both by having the wearer, if they have COVID, not be able to express as much of the particles into the air. But also if the wearer does not have COVID, they don't inhale as many of the COVID particles.
Listener.